message.
You ever try to get something off your mind only to end up thinking about it even more? It's like telling yourself, don't think about a pink elephant, don't think about a pink elephant, don't think about a pink elephant. And what's suddenly tap dancing in your brain? A pink elephant wearing a top hat, juggling flaming pineapples, and mocking you for inviting them to the party. Thanks, brain. Very helpful. The problem is, the harder we try not to think about something, the more our brain goes, oh, you mean this thing over here? This thing right here? Let me blow it up on a billboard and flash neon lights around it for you. For instance, you're lying in bed thinking, I need to stop stressing about that email I forgot to send. But now, you're thinking about the email. And then, you're thinking about why you forgot to send the email. And then, you're imagining your boss reading the email that you didn't send. Suddenly, you're spiraling into a scenario where you're living under a bridge because of one forgotten message. Or how about this classic? You try to relax by saying, okay, I'm going to clear my mind. Clear your mind? What is that even supposed to mean? You sit there trying to focus on nothing, and your brain's like, oh, great. Now is the perfect time to remind you about that embarrassing thing that you said at that party in 2011. Here's the deal. Trying to stop thinking is like trying to unstick yourself from flypaper by flapping around. It's just going to make things worse. So, what actually does work? Well, here are some practical tips for you. First, write it down. No, seriously, if something's bouncing around your brain like some hyperactive toddler, grab a notebook and jot it down and tell yourself, okay, brain, it's on paper. You can chill now. Second, get moving. Go for a walk. Do some jumping jacks. Dance like nobody's watching, even if someone is. Movement distracts our brains and burns off that nervous energy. Third, shift your focus. Don't just sit there obsessing about what you don't want to think about. Instead, think about something else entirely, like planning your dream vacation or figuring out how you would survive a zombie apocalypse. You'd totally be the leader, by the way. And finally, breathe. No, seriously, take a big, deep breath. Not one of those shallow, half-hearted ones. I mean, really fill your lungs. Breathing tells our bodies, hey, we're okay. There's no need to spiral into existential dread. So, the next time your mind is stuck on a loop, don't fight it. Trick it. Distract it. And remember, you're in charge. Well, mostly. Just don't think about that pink elephant. Damn it.